Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah continues speaking about the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin. Says the Mishnah, Sanhedrin Gedoyla, the Supreme Court, the large Sanhedrin, Haisa Shel Shivim Ve'echad, was comprised of 71 judges. Uketana, and the smaller court, as we said, the one that is able to rule on matters of life and death, but yet doesn't have the same power like the 71 shot Esam Rishlai, so that just had 23. The Mishnah continues. Uminayin legedoyla sheishal shivim v'achad. What is the Torah source to have 71? Where does the number 71 judges come from? Shenemar, because it says, Esvali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 elders of the 70 people from the elders. Umoshe al gaben. And Moshe was on top of those 70. And those were supposed to be the court, the ones that would judge the Jewish people. They would help carry the nation. So Moshe says, get me 70 people. Shem says 70, get me 70 people. Plus Moshe has 71. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Shivim. He says, no, there were only 70. He says, Moshe wasn't one of the judges. Rather, they had to be like Moshe in order to assist Moshe. So there were only 70. First of all, the problem with this is that then you can have an even amount. If you have an even number, you could have 35 saying one way and 35 saying another way. We rule that there were 71. How do we know that the smaller court, the one that is able to rule on matters of life and death, but doesn't have the same power as the Supreme Court, how do we know it was 23? So like this. Shenemar, because it speaks, when the Torah speaks about judging a murderer, it says, Vishaftu ha'eda, the Eda shall judge. V'hitzilu ha'eda, and the Eda shall save. Eda shofeta, says the Mishnah. An Eda, which by the way we'll see in a minute, means at least 10 people, they try to incriminate the person. V'eda matzelas, and an Eda, 10, try to defend him. Harekan esrim, that ends up being 20. U'minayin la'eda shehi asara, the Torah says that the Eda, the congregation, should judge and try to save. How do we know that Eda is 10? Shenemar, because it says by the spies, Moshe sent 12 spies into the land of Israel. 10 of them came back with an evil report. 2 of them came back with a good report. And when the Torah refers to those 10 evil ones, it says, "Ad Masai, until when la Eda ha-razos? Do we have this Eda?" So we see Eda is 10. Yotzi Yoshua v'Kalev, Joshua and Caleb were the 2 good ones, so there were 10 left. And the Torah calls them Eda. So when the Torah says that there's going to be an Eda judging this murderer and an Eda trying to defend him, you already have 20. So how do we know that we have 23? How do we know we have an additional 3 judges plus the original 20? The Torah writes the following. A person should not follow after the majority that are doing bad. Now it would seem from that, but you should follow the majority when they're doing good. Shomean, he says, the Mishnah, from saying that you shouldn't follow the majority to do bad, I hear she'ayim l'tova, that one should follow the majority for good. Him kein lama ne'emar, if so, why does the Torah have to write acharei rabim lahatos, that one should follow the majority to judge properly? And the ba'a kasav l'lametcha, the Torah teaches us, lo katayascha l'tova hatayascha l'ra. When we try to decide if someone is guilty or someone is innocent, someone is good or someone is bad, it's different. Atayascha l'tova al piecha. When we try to decide if a person should be, you know, set free, go off the hook, then even if one extra judge, so you have a hung court, but there's one extra that says that the fellow is innocent, we let him go. However, when you try to incriminate the person, atayascha l'ra, when you try to incriminate a person, and we have a majority that are incriminating him, al pi shnayim. That has to be done by 2. So like this, the Torah says that when it comes to letting someone off the hook, even one judge in his favor is enough to sway the court. But when it comes to incriminating a person, you need to have at least 2 people. So it comes out with 22 in the court. Problem is that you cannot have an equal court, says the Mishnah. Vein bezdin shakel, you can't have an equal court. You could just have a hung bunch of judges. 10 say one way, 10 say the other. What do you do? Mosif and alein orechad. Or 11 say one way, 11 say the other. Says the Mishnah, Mosif and alein orechad. They add one more. That's 23. Harei kan esrim v'shlosha. And that is the secondary court that's able to incriminate a person for capital punishment. Says the Mishnah, V'kamei v'ir v'tei ruil l'sanhedrin. How many people do you need in order to have a court of 23 in your town? initial Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, Me'av Asrim. If there's just 120 people in the town, we can have a court of 23. Rabbi Nechemia says, no, you need Mosai Mushloshim. You need to have at least 230. Kineged Sare Asaros. That each of the 23 judges should be responsible for 10, a concept that we find in the Torah when Jethro and Yisro, Moshe's father-in-law, tries to advise Moshe to delegate and not to judge himself. The lowest amount of people that judged was one judge for every 10. So we do that here as well. So as long as there's 230 people in a town, they could have a court of 23. Wishing you an amazing and productive day.